Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
Just to give you a definition of culture, right? Culture is that underlying operating code. It's an organization's essence. It's its ethos. It's its character. It's its personal philosophy. So if you want to set a standard so that you know you're hiring the right people, you're promoting the right people, you're recognizing the right people for the right things, it's super simple. It just comes down to getting clear about two things. Number one is what you are your three core values. And it's not putting crap up on a wall. I mean, like, these are really how you make decisions. This is what you do and don't do based on these core values. Like, these are the reasons why you exist. This is your purpose. These are aspects of your mission. Like, what you're out in the world to do need to be reflected in these three core values. And they need to be recited by everybody at any time, at any hallway conversation, because they're ever present in the actual mindset of what happens inside that office on a day-to-day basis or inside that organization. The second thing is now how that gets personified in each individual. And we have what we're called, 12 core attributes of what it is to be an A-team member for our organization. And those, again, aren't just virtues that you talk about once or a personality test and then you put it in your drawer. These are a set of behaviors. You understand that an attribute as well as core values need to be behaviors that are acted on. This is a standard of, like, here's how we act here. And those become even more important the bigger the organization goes. This is how you keep a larger organization on the same hymnal. You got to know what is inside that hymnal. And it is these three core values and these 12 core attributes. And so every quarterly review we do, it is based on how you're living up to those core attributes. We have each of our team members nominate one person who demonstrated each of the 12 core attributes the best in the past quarter. And then the aggregate votes are number one badass A team member of the quarter. So we're constantly referring to and living out and giving recognition and praise and doing training on and sending out memos and referencing either one of the three core values or one of the 12 core attributes about how we behave and how we act and how we show up and how we perform on a regular daily basis. So then with those clear, now you know exactly how to hire. You know who you're looking for. It's like, if those that have read The Compound Effect know, when I was ready to be married, I sat down with an empty journal and I wrote out 40 pages of exactly what I wanted in the ideal woman, man, down to the texture of her hair and the philosophy that she had on major topics and subject matters and so forth. And because I was so clear, I could walk in any restaurant, I could walk in any bar, I could walk in down any beach and know instantly whether she was there or not. But you have to have that clarity. Same thing you want when you're hiring. You should be able to look across the desk and know within, a couple few minutes whether this person is or isn't right for your organization, because you have that clarity. So you got to do the hard work up front, and then hiring becomes rather easy. We teach an entire funnel process, because a big part of getting really, really great people is to get a large volume in which to select from, and then knowing exactly how to vet and evaluate so that you then end up with the cream of the crop. And then there's a whole series of ways of trying to discover whether they're a decoy, whether they're a professional interviewer or not. So that's a whole long process. Then we give you the step-by-step formula within the Business Masterclass and all the scripts and, how to orchestrate the whole thing. But it starts out with the clarity up front of knowing exactly what it is that you're looking for and what personality expression you want to have your organization be made up of. And you do that by establishing and getting clear on and integrating it into the operating system of your organization, your three core values and 12 core attributes.